We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies 1,000 deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory, look, what, all the ashes? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, this thing,
I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us? And your kids are dying in the street.
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everyone believes that if someone says something, it's snitching. It's not.
I don't care if it's the past. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front line. The movement continues.
The marathon continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, thank you for joining me this Monday, March 25th, 2024. And you know how we get down on Mondays. We got Monday prayer with the miracle minister, Minister Kevin on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, my brother. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing today?
Fine. Now, I need you to come through into the studio because I need to break down your situation to get everybody an update on the situation with the young 15-year-old who shot you while you was driving Uber. And I guess he's in juvenile court.
Yes, he's still a juvenile. Just tell me what day this week you want me to come here.
Hey, we might have to get you in tomorrow because people been asking me about what's going on with that situation, and I've been saying we were supposed to get you in to come into the studio to try to break a lot of this down for the audience because, you know, they are concerned. And maybe you could come in tomorrow at 1 at the top, off the top.
Yeah, I could do that. I know you wanted to come here last week, but, you know, since this incident, I haven't been able to drive.
Right.
So I was waiting on the ride. This week, Pastor is off, and he told me yesterday that he'd be able to take me in this week. So I would coordinate that with him and make sure we get there tomorrow.
If tomorrow is too soon, give me a time to where you could come in because we gotta get up to speed on this because – a lot of people been asking me and concerned, and they sending up prayers for you as a speedy recovery, but they want justice, and they trying to figure out where we at with it.
Okay, that sounds good. Tomorrow should be able to work. That should be no problem. But like I say, I would coordinate with Pastor and make sure we can get there.
Okay. Hey.
There should be no problem. So that we'll shoot for tomorrow.
And also, what was the Sunday message this Sunday at Miracle Temple?
Well, what it's supposed to be about or what it was actually about? Which one?
I don't know. I don't know how it went down. However you want to try to give it to me.
Well, yesterday was Palm Sunday. You know, it was supposed to be the Good Shepherd. We kind of got into a lively discussion about children, about our children, you know, because being a good shepherd, you also want to be a good parent. You want to be a good pastor. You want to be a good radio host. You want to be good, whatever you want to be. You want to be good at it.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to dedicate your life to what you are, or you just want to be a hireling. Somebody hire you to do a job, and all you do is care about the paycheck. So we was really old talking about parenting a lot as well. We kind of got stuck there.
And parenting, a lot of people are questioning the parenting right now due to some of the behaviors of some of these youth. What was the discussion? What was the focus of the discussion?
How do you deal with a young person in your household who just refused to obey, someone like 15 years old? And they just tell you outright, they gonna listen to nothing you say. What do you do? Do you kick them out your house? Do you send them to the police? What do you do?
Do you call the police on them? Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, that happened to me growing up. You know,
but they had to call the police on them?
Oh, yeah. You know, we was always hard-headed growing up. Mm. You know, we reached the age of 15, 16. We don't want to wash the dishes when they say so. We don't take out the garbage at 11 o'clock at night. We don't want to do what we want to do. So, you know, it gets to the point where mom's I'm getting tired of you disobeying.
Hey, look, my grandma would make me go out in the back and pick the switches off the tree.
You know, all that. So they have different ways of discipline, you know, but I don't say anybody's way is right or wrong, just right. Your way. It may not be a way I agree with, but that's your way.
Well,
I can't say it's wrong.
I'll say this. A lot of times when we talk about discipline, a lot of times when children rebel, it seems like they have this idea that if you touch me, I can go and tell my teacher or I could call the police and then Child Protective Service is going to come in here because all I got to do is say you left a mark on my body and they're going to come and get you. So how far can you go with the discipline when sometimes the kids feel like they have an advantage by going and telling the teacher at the school or, you know, bringing Child Protective Service involved?
Well, it's a thin line there because, that's a new way thing. And
right.
A lot of us old school wasn't raised on that. So we got to cope with some new mechanism of how to raise kids. You know, but I know a lot of people in Radio Land, maybe not even you realize this, but I was in the military. I was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I disobeyed my company commander, he didn't have to put his hands on me and make me regret it, to break tears out of my eyes. Never had to touch me.
What'd he do? He made but you do push-ups or something?
Oh, man, you did exercise and he started to sweat.
Did he give you the toothbrush and make you clean the toilet?
Oh, man, you wish you had only that to do.
Oh, wow.
You wish that was the end of it. Man, they call it master party. They send you out what's called a grinder. You're out exercising. You got every bit of clothes that you own. You wear it out there. And from 10 o'clock at night to like 4 in the morning, you exercising nonstop. You do a push-up. You do a bodybuilding, what they call burpees now. You doing everything. And then when you come in, you think you're going to get some rest. Pop tall. It's time to get to the day's work.
And that's if
you're
not going along with the program.
Exactly.
Now hold on. I would say this.
Exercise.
I would say this, Minister Kevin.
What?
The parent will come under pressure if the child goes and tells the teacher or, you know, somebody, you know, in authority, and then they'll call, you know, mandated reporters, they'll call the police. They'll call Child Protective Service. But the police officer that come, he could beat your kid down, shoot your kid, throw him in the trash, you know, do all kinds of stuff to him without no repercussions. So what is that?
Right. Well, hopefully you want to raise your kids so we get to a point where that never has to happen.
But what I'm saying is, how come they got unlimited powers to do whatever they want to your kid, and you can't discipline your kid to stop them from acting bad? And if you do leave any kind of mark, you going to jail. But the police officer can beat them, slam them, throw them against the wall. You know, in many cases, sometimes they could end up shot. You know, all I'm saying is, why is that even a conversation? Why shouldn't a parent have the authority to discipline their child? And I know some people going to go into abuse. But ain't what some of the times when the authorities show up, ain't that abuse too? Ain't that abuse? Why they ain't going to jail for child neglect?
Because you got to look at back the origin of it. As we all know, it came from the slave catchers. Mm. And they had all the authority to do to your slave whatever they wanted to do in order to bring them back. Slaves didn't want to just voluntarily come back. So you had authority to do what you wanted to do to them. And they left that power within a police officer's head to do what they want to do. And then you have people like John Chisholm, which you say we get a show, is trash. You know, who will not prosecute a cop for doing whatever that he needs to do. You know, so.
But they'll prosecute
they know the
you.
But it's outside the house. But what's that?
They'll prosecute you.
Oh, man, they get you in the. Yeah. Yeah. But so they'll leave that. They'll let the power in here, the police in here, they have that power to do what they want to do. But they're not going to let you have that power because you ain't supposed to have the same power as the police are supposed to have. You're supposed to be beneath them. They the slave catchers. You are the slave. Mind your place.
Mm. See, and this is why a lot of people, when we talk about the parents and how much control they have and how much authority that they have when it's being challenged by the system, and I understand abuse. I understand that a lot of people go crazy. They abuse their child. A lot of abuse is going on. You know, I believe that. We got to stop allowing abuse to happen. But like I said, sometimes with that being said, it goes into the parents who really trying to discipline their kids. They get the backlash from the abuse laws and then boom. Right. So now everybody kind of jittery when it comes to discipline. And so people have made their discipline soft many times. So when kids get out of line, it almost makes the parent you know, that fear that they're supposed to have for the parent seem minute.
Yeah, but you know, Tori, look at our upbringing. We would consider a lot of things we went through as far as our discipline to be abuse. Mm-hmm. We would consider that to be abuse. But look, we here, Tori.
Right.
We ain't disfigured. We ain't in a wheelchair. We ain't lame. We here. We took whatever weapons we had, and we are here.
I agree.
You know?
I agree, so but I do believe a couple people in my life went too far with the whoopings. They went too far because of what was going on in their personal life. But, you know, grandma whooped me out of love. I believe that every time I got a spanking by grandmama, it was out of love, you know. You know, it was out of discipline. But sometimes, I mean, it was some situations where I was like, okay, that ain't got nothing to do with love. That shouldn't have probably happened. But with that being said, now in 2024, the gates that they have set for those who probably went too far, the side effect is that people who normally want to discipline gets affected and get caught up in that mix.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So the question kind of got to whether you should kick your kid out at the age of 15, 16, whatever. You
what? Kick
them
out.
Kick they just out. Want to listen. I'm just saying it
was an important issue that came up with people throwing their kids out. And I had to run and deal with that, especially when it comes to these young girls and the mother can't do nothing with them and they throw them out there to the streets. And then they got a report on missing. See, the thing is, this is the trick. Some of the times when I went looking for missing girls, they family member put them out, but they had to report them missing so they wouldn't have no repercussion.
Because they can't legally do that.
Right.
They can't legally put them out.
But if they put them out and then file a missing person report, then that stops them from being liable for what happened.
That's why I say, you say your grandmother will spank you out of love. A lot of them, I think my mom always got me out of anger. Hey. That's what I feel, man.
Oh, wow.
I may be wrong. I can't judge her feelings. I love my mom. I think she did the greatest job she could possibly do. But a lot of times, I think, you know, a lot of these, what they call weapons, what I think the word weapon itself is a slavehood mentality.
Mm.
I don't like to use that word. It's a slavehood mentality.
Right. They said weapons came from slavery, yeah.
It did, that whole word.
Right.
Weapon, the instruments used for weapons, all that is slavehood mentality. But the discipline there out of love, you know, that's what they, that's why you're not supposed to do it when you're angry. They tell you that, you know, discipline your child when you're angry. So, yeah, you anger your child, and then you just say, get out my house. And now your anger done built up with something that you can't possibly take back, because now you put the kid out there to the wolves. To be sex trafficked, to be prostitutes,
right.
To be drug addicts, to be all kind of things.
I agree.
You set them up for that. Because you mad because they didn't wash the dishes, or they didn't take out the trash, or they didn't clean up their room. All that, you know, their life is ruined because of a crazy moment like that. You can't take back.
And you know what? Some of this is generational, too, where it happened to them, and now the cycle continues with the children.
Yes, absolutely. But that generational curse should have been broken. People don't realize. They keep talking about generational curse. Well, if you read the book, Ezekiel, I think chapter 18 or so, where it tells you generational curse is over. The son responsible for the sins of the son, not the father.
Mm.
That's over and done with. But we keep on screaming generational curse, and that's over and done with. But
well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm still seeing the side effects. I mean, if it's over or not, I'm still seeing the side effects, the residue.
That's why we need a healer, man. That's why we got to be healed, brother. I tell you, we got to be healed because we still suffer that same trauma, that same hurt, that same pain still exists in our life. We need to be healed. Like I always say, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from the wicked ways, then what I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. We got to be healed, bro.
And we need reparations. We need some repair, too. But, let me get that prayer in before we, you know, we got to run the break. Let's get that Monday prayer in. Truth Nation, I need y'all to get focused. I need y'all to get on one accord as usual for this Monday prayer.
Lord, today we pray for healing. Our nation, our cities, communities need to be healed from poverty, sickness, crime, and injustice. We call upon you, God, to make us whole again. Our spirits are broken, as well as our justice system and our hearts. Our bodies are damaged with crime and spreading like a cancer. But we see hope in the horizon because this week, all the land celebrate a time in which you were whipped for just being you. But by those same stripes, we are healed. You were led to a corrupt judgment hall, but yet we find justice in your grace. You were hung on the cross and died, but yet you gave us eternal life. I speak life, life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Minister Kevin?
As always, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined in the studio by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Keeping the victory up. What you really want, what it really is. I remember living my life with a million fears. Over the years, I thought I had a million ideas on how to find peace and release nonsense. I do it for the art, not the content. All I really wanted was acceptance. Now as a man, I can vent this, that endless. Do what you love in this life. Don't let hate in your life. No, don't work for a job till you ate it. And look back like, goddamn, I really done gave up my life. If I say just one life with this verse and it's worth it. If this is your future, you need to reverse it. Ain't nobody perfect, man. Fuck out that cake, it ain't worth it. Just take what you buried deep down in the earth that I know that you heard it. A voice from within, not above. So do what you love. Ain't no way I could keep it up. Feeling this creep. Been up telling me I would not be enough. No, wasn't being me enough. I think I see enough of what I don't want in my life. Give a damn if it's right. That's the reason I write. Need a reason to fight. Cause I need it in sight. With these monsters in sight, it get darker than what I would like. But I know
ain't no way
I'm
that you could
right.
Ever know my struggle. As a child going through way harder than blowing out a bubble. I would know a lot of trouble before I got to the lyrical ability of water that was flowing out of funnel. Like a channel, the aggression and depression for only a moment. When I had to realize rapping ain't it. When there wasn't no more money from a record deal, I couldn't get another one. So I was about to quit. Had to get a job.
101. Having a truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Somebody saw me. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Joining me in the studio is Marquette Hall of Famer and Tony Smith.
What it is.
Marquette advances.
Advance. Survive and advance.
To the Sweet 16.
They survived and advanced.
Hey,
yeah,
now
man, it's good.
What's going on?
It's good to be alive in Marquette Nation right now.
Right. It seems like this is where we expected Marquette to be. Right now.
Yeah, I mean you can always say that. You can always say that. Right now the and everybody's bracket. I don't know if all y'all filling out brackets out there. It's a lot of chalk in the bracket right now.
Right.
Meaning there's a lot of ones and twos still left. They haven't been upset. Typically, right. We see, like, especially last year, the ones were getting gouged. Twos were getting gouged.
There's a few upsets.
It's a few this year, but not as many as typically is. Kentucky's out. That was one of the big surprises. But, you know, you still got all the big dogs alive. North Carolina, Purdue, Arizona, all the number one seeds. Houston survived last night. I don't know if you saw the Houston game. It was on late. It was way past my bedtime. Mm. I was up late, but my guy, Calvin Sampson, coaches the Houston Cougars. And so I had to watch my guy, and they had a heck of a – let me just tell you, I know nobody cares about Houston here, but
– Right. We all Marquette. We all are the Badgers.
Correct. But this game –
the Badgers got eliminated.
This game was out of control, Torrey. Four of the Houston starters fouled out. And
what?
They were in overtime. Yes. They
Bruh.
Got – yeah. And listen, they had a walk-on. Like, now you know walk-ons don't really play.
No, they don't.
Unless it's the 30-point game. Dude, four of the starters fouled out. They had to put a walk-on in the game. They had to inbound the ball. And obviously, the other team said, okay, we're going to let the walk-on get the ball.
Right.
We're going to foul him. Send him to the free throw line. They fouled the walk-on, sent him to the free throw line. All he's got to do is make one, though, to put it, because they're up three. He needs one. Missed the first one. Clunked it. Swished the second one. He made it. I was, like, happy for the kid. I mean, that's a huge – that's – beyond huge. You don't even know how big that is.
The
for
pressure.
Man, it's beyond pressure. A walk-on, he's trying to save the game for the number one team in the country. I don't even know how many minutes this dude. I think they said he shot four free throws all year.
Mm.
All year, he shot four free throws. And he's stepping to the line in the big dance, trying to send him to the Sweet 16. So that caught my attention. And that's the only reason I was up past 10 o'clock last night.
You was excited.
It was an exciting game. So March Madness is. As a matter of fact, when we were in the game with Marquette, I don't know if you watched the game, Marquette looked like they were in control the first half. And Colorado came back. And they came charging back. They actually took the lead a couple times.
Right.
And the ref walks over to me and Homer. We're broadcasting right there on the side. And he's like, it's March Madness. I go, yes, it is, because it's crazy. As I told Homer, y'all gotta, you gotta throw the seeds out. I mean, I just said that all the high seeds are still in, but seeds don't matter because that's how you look throughout the year, Torrey. That's what got you a number one seed,
right?
Your number one seed because how you look throughout the year. But the game is today. The game is right now. It don't matter what you did throughout the year. It just matters what you're going to do today. That's why you see upsets. Because you only got to be good for a game. Right?
Right.
So you get a 13 seed, a 12 seed. You got to be good for one game.
And some of these unknown schools, they can be good for one game.
Exactly, yeah. Who was it? I think – who James Madison knocked off? I think was that the team that knocked off the Badgers?
I think
it was.
Okay.
I think it was James Madison. So you got James Madison beating Wisconsin. And I mean, there ain't nobody betting on that.
One shining moment.
One shining moment. I ain't gotta be a number one seed all year. I gotta be a number one seed right today.
Mm.
And they did it. And they beat the Badgers.
Some of these boys, this is their life. They not going to the NBA.
Most of the kids.
Yeah, a lot of these young men, this is it.
Yeah, most
this
of them.
This will be a marking for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and see, people get that confused. They look at that and they think, oh, a lot of these guys are going to the NBA, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Like, it's only like 2% that are going to the NBA of all the college players that you see playing out there in March Madness.
Now,
only 2% are going.
Now, speaking of the NBA, I heard that they about to get rid of the G League.
You heard that? I don't know about that. Who said that?
Well, this is what
rumors. There's a lot of rumors floating around.
Well, they're saying that. I don't know how official it is, but they're saying there's rumors going around that they may get rid of or they may do something else with the
G League Ignite idea. You think so? You think that they will? Or you think that's just a rumor?
Nah, I think it's rumors right now. I don't know where that rumor would come from or what the reasoning would be behind it. I'd have to actually look at some people who know what they're talking about. Right. I don't know what kind.
That's why I said I need
you to be careful where you get it.
I need you to go and do some digging with your connections and see if that's.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you get it at. And
I think I got
it. It's like, so when you looking stuff on the NFL, you just got to look at the reporters. I think for an NFL, Adam, anything that comes out of Adam Schefter's mouth on Twitter, it's like it's gold because he gets his stuff directly from the NFL.
Right.
I forget who the NBA guy is. That's the same way. Like if he says it, like on Twitter, you see it on his Twitter.
Adam Wojo?
Wojnarowski. If he's saying stuff.
Okay, USA Today saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the NBA, USA Today says.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah, but.
The NBA is shutting down the G League Ignite team at the end of the season.
Look on Twitter for some of the NBA reporters.
Okay.
To see if they're reporting it. And then it's got legs. And then it's got traction. But if he's like USA, that's some reporter who thinks he's got some inside track. Maybe he heard something.
Well, they say this is in USA Today. They saying that it's
US Today is not official though. That's what I'm trying to
I'm
tell
just,
you.
I'm just
US Today is not official, Tori.
But well, they that's a lot of twisted. Slander do going you, on out there.
Tony, do you trust Shams?
Who?
Shams. I don't know how to pronounce
no.
his last.
I don't even
name.
Know who that is. Sure. So I definitely don't trust him.
Arania?
Nope.
He's the senior lead NBA insider for The Athletic. And the state.
Oh, it's The Athletic. Okay.
I feel like he's trustworthy.
All right. Well, what is he saying then?
He's the same thing that it's shutting down.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's the NBA. This is Yahoo Sports.
It's Athletic. The Athletic did a report about it. Do you trust The Athletic?
Yeah, The Athletic's usually trustworthy. But what my point is, like,
they trying to shut it down.
A lot of people think they have inside links, but when it's reported by certain people who actually the NBA feeds the information, the NBA selects certain people to feed the same thing with all the leagues.
Maybe you was too busy watching the Marquette game to catch the news.
Oh yeah, I was completely enthralled in NCAA. I'm completely in the NCAA tournament.
They said the NBA is ending the G League Ignite program, leaving a few players in limbo.
Yeah, you can't even look at. I don't even look at NBA until April hits. You got a couple weeks left in the season, then it's ready to go. That's when I start checking it out. So I'm far away from that right
now. Well, we was talking about those players that was getting in the dunk contest and doing the three-point contest. You know, they saying that now they going to have to find somewhere else to go, overseas somewhere probably.
All
those players.
There's
all your hopes,
and you know,
all your
and
dreams.
You know the problem with overseas limits the amount of Americans that any team can have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't have a bunch of Americans.
You can't have like three Stephon Marbury's.
No, you can't have three of anybody. Yeah, I think three is the max, but not if you play in the cup. If you play in the cup, you can only have two Americans, I believe, on the roster. So it's limited. Could you imagine if they did that here in the NBA?
Where are all those players? All right, if they shut the G League down, where are all these players going? Back to the basketball courts?
Why don't they just go to the Big Three?
Well, a lot of them will.
Oh, they may go to the Big Three.
No, the Big Three is for older players.
Well, it might get rejuvenated.
No, I don't think so. That's not. I don't think that's a place for young players. Well, first of all, they're going to stay in college longer. So it might be, you know, the NBA is always working with college, you know, trying to figure out what's best for, I don't know whose perspective they're coming from and trying to decide, like, what's best. Is it from the kids' perspective as far as, okay, we want you to get more of an education before you come out and get all this money, or we want you to develop more skill? I don't know what their angle is, but their NBA and college are always kind of working together. You know, they did they used to let them go straight from high school.
Right.
Then they said, nah, you got to be 19. So they're always going back and forth, fighting, struggling with what's the right thing to do with these kids. And this is probably just part of it. They're just giving more people a place to play and try to. And teams like it, too. It's like a farm system in baseball. You get a bigger pool of players that you can keep and develop because I saw it in AAU coming up. Some kids are late developers. And even at this age, like, their game develops late. Like, there's been people you probably saw in the league for a couple of years. They were nondescript, nothing. Then suddenly they burst on the scene, right, and they got better. This is what NBA teams want. So they want that little farm system.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? How about the welcome to the stage?
Tony.
Thank you.
Far too kind. Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on the Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith on the Tory Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith.
Thank you. Far too kind.
Hey, don't forget to go to 1017 The Truth as we stream live on YouTube if you want to see Tony Smith live and Tory Lowe, your host. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I was scrolling the other day, and Gilbert Arenas is now making his splash.
Getting caught up in the reels?
Well, Gilbert Arenas is starting to make his name in the podcasting world.
Saying crazy stuff, yes.
Yeah, for saying, but you know, he was acting crazy thing. In the league, too.
But I mean, 100%. But
so it kind of fits his personality.
Yeah, it does. I'm not saying he's doing anything out of the ordinary. This is Gilbert Arenas. He likes to just yap.
But he's telling secrets. He's saying he's telling these little secrets.
What secrets are you telling now?
You're a former NBA player.
Yep. What secrets are you trying to tell now?
I'm just kind of get your advice on
this. Go ahead. Spit it out. What are you talking about?
He was saying that the 304s need to get with NBA players. Because NBA players.
What's the 304s?
The 304s. You just gotta look it up.
I don't know what that is. Hold on. Let me
DJ
Google it.
Brothers,
go ahead. Keep talking.
Can you break down what the 304 is?
What is it?
Yeah.
A woman?
Is it?
What?
It's a woman that gets cash advances for relations.
Oh, here we go. 304's meaning sexually promiscuous woman.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay, so
it's very dumb, but okay.
But this is what he was saying. This is what y'all call it when y'all all make the NBA and y'all brotherhood. What you call it?
Alumni.
Yeah, your alumni, your NBA alumnus.
Yep.
Gilbert Arenas.
Okay.
He said that NBA players will pay women up to $5,000 or $10,000 a month just to be off to the side. And be quiet.
Who does that?
Gilbert Arenas said the basketball players. I can't even play the audio because he was swearing.
Really?
Yeah. Hopefully DJ Brother Z is trying to find a clean version of this. But he was saying that NBA players, when you get with one of them, they'll give you like...
hush money.
Just money. So, and they will only see you like two or three times a month. If that. And they don't mind you dealing with nobody else because you ain't their main squeeze, right?
Right.
So is that true?
For the side piece.
Right. So is that true? When you was in the game, did you see a lot of side pieces floating around? And was they getting paid? Was that something that was happening?
I don't know why you asking me. I'm minding my
I'm
own
just
business.
Asking.
Z, know, why are you asking
Shaq
me? Like, first of all,
you were in the league.
I ain't paying for nothing.
No, we ain't talking about you.
Okay, I'm just
talking
make
about
that,
your brothers.
Let's get that
we
straight.
About
I
the
ain't paying
that's in
for
the
nothing.
NBA. This is what Gilbert Arenas
okay,
was
but
saying.
Did your teammates?
I didn't. Well, first of all, there's not anything you're going to see, especially back when I played. Now, today, I'm just going to tell you, we all know that.
When
the social media stuff came around.
That's when you stopped.
No.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't playing during the social media era.
What do y'all say? Y'all say, oh, yo, no. I'm so lucky that social media wasn't around when I was
doing
this.
You are correct on that
because
part.
I would, man, I don't want to hear it.
Hey. You're correct on that part. I'm just saying.
Was they, Look, they said Magic Johnson, like, you
no,
know.
No, but let me just tell you. Let me just tell you what was happening.
They got that in the documentary.
Listen, they might have been doing stuff, but you're not gonna know about it. I'm not gonna see it,
right?
Because obviously they're trying to keep it under wraps, and I ain't got time to be keeping an eye on nobody. I'm not up in nobody's business. I'm telling you,
I like how you're answering this. Okay,
that's a new thing.
You protected the brotherhood.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, though, I have heard of guys like
the bro shield
paying,
of silence
paying Instagram models to get with them.
Of course, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This ain't an ongoing thing. It's like
that's happening today.
Right, they're paying 10, 20 grand just to get with these famous Instagram models right. A couple of times. It's like, I don't know why you got to be a side piece. Just do it one time and get you 10, 20 grand.
All I'm saying is it's brothers in the NBA because they got cash. Gilbert Arenas said these brothers got cash.
They got these
big contracts.
Yep.
They can pay $10,000, you know, to see you a couple times a month. Just
they can do a lot of stuff, yeah. Hey.
But why do they got to pay for it?
They're
already up there. They shouldn't have to pay.
They're not smart. That's why.
And I know, have you ever been, I don't know if you got married or not.
I've been married, yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is, can you be faithful on the road in the NBA? Like, I'm talking about you playing all these games in all these different cities.
Yes, you can.
Can you hold it down? I guess LeBron doing it.
I said you can. I didn't say that people are doing it. You can do it, and I don't know who's doing it. I wouldn't know LeBron.
I mean, LeBron, you
ain't heard nothing about LeBron.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Doing nothing. So
it can
that don't mean he's clean.
Okay.
That just means you ain't heard about it.
Okay, that's right. That's NDA.
Correct. Let's get it correct here. We don't know.
Oh, wow.
Because back in my day, AC Green was known to be
right.
You know,
he was the virgin.
Correct. So, I can't vouch for anything. I don't know what the man was doing. If he say a virgin, all right, I don't really care. I'm taking you for your word. I don't know what you're doing.
Hey, he was jumping pretty high though for his age.
I ain't gonna try to investigate it. He said jumping high. A lot of people jumping high. Wasn't no virgin.
He was flying higher than most for his age. He always looked like he was like 35 or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Hey. But all I'm saying is it's a new age right now. And
but look what's going on with Zion Williams.
Correct. Okay. I've seen a lot of dudes get caught. I remember the young kid from here got caught on Snapchat messing with a known campus freak.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got him up on Snapchat, you know, posting stuff of him. He need to get out. We're done. He was terrible. Like, I mean, getting clowned.
Just threw him out.
Right. So I'm just, and I don't know who these dudes are. Like Z said, I don't know why they're paying for stuff. Why would they pay for it?
I guess for the peace and quiet.
No, they want the famous girl on IG, and the famous girl knows, okay, you're just a young sucker.
But the famous girls is going to Dubai and doing all kinds of stuff.
Correct, but they're still getting these dudes money.
Oh, wow.
Like
DJ just, Brothers, do we got just any audio of Gilbert Arenas talking about this?
And this is going to sound, but I'm just going to put you on game. Mm. All right, let's say, how many dudes, what's the average?
A Birkin.
No, what is the average? What is the average girls per year? How many dudes have you slept with 1 year?
Gil ain't gonna buy a Birkin the first night. No. Don't let Gil lie to you. Well, Gil had the 100. So
two, three. So the average. No, what's the average girl of? How many dudes did she 1 year?
See, it depends where the money at.
Four.
Gil got.
All right, so let's just say four. So if you fuck four dudes a year or three dudes a year. I'm telling you, from the ages of probably, 18 to 35, treat it like a business. Get you some NBA players. Let them in. Three NBA players. Think about it. The NBA player on the lowest end, on the brokest nigga in the NBA, yeah. He going to pay you about $5,000 a month. Just to
Hey.
You ever tripping.
He's
way
get
out.
Get you an NBA.
Ain't nobody paying for it. It's too much out there to pay for it.
Hey, look, I'm just asking you because you was in the league.
Like, first of all,
I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
First of all, ain't nobody, if you're paying for it, you are stupid and you deserve to be separated from your money. You deserve to be separated from your money if you're that stupid. The best, even the best looking girl, they ain't on Instagram. There ain't on TikTok.
But how they gonna meet them if you ain't got no game?
They're everywhere.
Only game these brothers
girls
got is
are everywhere.
The
Have you
they
looked
gotta...
around? Turn your head. They're everywhere.
All I'm saying is they don't want to approach them like that.
No.
Because some of these girls going to make them work. They ain't gonna be like, you know, you're going to have to have a few conversations and try to figure it out. Mm. But if you come with the cash.
I think if you pay, you have no game.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The only game they got is bouncing the basketball.
Or you're just so like, ooh, I want this Instagram. Like, she is the top of the heap. No, she's not, though. That's what they don't get.
Like, name brand.
Right. It's just like looking at, oh, yeah, I want this because it's out front. It's on display. Like, nah, bro, that ain't it. So these kids, like I say, if you're that dumb to pay for something, then you need to be separated from your money. And Gilbert's right. Go get their money because they don't need it. they shouldn't have it. Go take their money. Take as much as possible.
Well, that's why they get married to them and having a baby so they can take them to court.
Well, they get more than $5,000 a month.
Right.
Or they
if
have
they
a
can
baby.
Get the baby, right.
Right. Seen that with Jalen Green.
Right. And
getting something like, how old was the chick he got pregnant? She's like
39. 30,
yeah, right. Yeah, like he's out of control.
We ain't even talked about that on the show.
Man, it's just these cats right now. They got to get themselves together. Get it together.
All right. We got to run the break. Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Rich gang.
Dumb, dumb.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Spin it, you can't take it with your broker. Spin it, you can't take it with your broker. Spin it, you can't take it with your broker. Spin it, you can't take it with your broker.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith in the building with the Pop Culture Report.
What up?
Hey, look, Charles Barkley has something to say. You know, it's very, you know, seldom that, you know, athletic basketball players and football players get political. They usually stay out of it.
Right.
They usually, like, just kind of, you know, don't even be – they're not as outspoken about sometimes when it's election time, they usually just set that out.
Right, because why? We know. Because there's powerful people on both sides.
Right.
And if they say something, those powerful people on whatever side they say something that they don't like, they're going to come after them.
Right. Because that's when you got to – when the establishment is moving around with all that money.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you say something, you become a target.
Correct.
Because you're messing up the votes.
Correct.
Well, Charles Barkley has something to say about Joe Biden in this upcoming election, especially when it comes to black men and when it comes to voting for the Democrat Party. Let's listen.
My ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't gonna lie, I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was gonna help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat. And like, I didn't care who the president was, I'm not gonna lie, but I only voted Republican one time in my life, and that was for John Kasich, and I didn't even know he couldn't win. But then I'm starting to look like, man, I understand why black people are leaving, want to vote for somebody else, because every 4 years they come into our neighborhood and say, man, we're gonna make things better for you.
Are certain black voters switching from Democrat to Republican? I don't think they're switching to Trump or to other Republicans because they think those Republicans are going to actually make change. I think those voters are switching for other reasons, just because they actually don't like the message that Democrats are sending to them as black people.
The message. What message are they sending?
It ain't a positive one. What message? It ain't no results. It's resultless, whatever it is. I mean, I think that right now people are calculating all these voting cycles and what we got in return. I think it's not a, like the young man said, it's not a factor of whether it's Trump or Biden. I think it's like we just tired of the lies from the Democrats.
And what about the Republicans?
Well, I don't know. You got to ask each individual. As for me, I believe that our votes don't get them in office here in the state of Wisconsin. I believe the Republicans, black vote don't put them where they are.
Okay,
so if they're somewhere and our votes don't even factor into how they get there, then they have to deal with the people that put them there. But when we talk about putting in votes, putting in equity, we have our equity over here,
and we need to, like, that's like, we living in the same house. You told us you was going to do X, Y, and Z, and we ain't got nothing.
Then you ain't doing it. But, I mean, I hear what you're saying now, but what I would counter with is, okay, so if you're saying that, okay, we've been having equity. We've been supporting you over here in the Democratic
right.
side.
We got sweat equity.
And you're not doing anything for us. So you already said that on the other side, they don't depend on you anyway.
Well, so I'm I'm saying that we don't get them there.
Correct. You don't get them. That means they don't depend on you.
Right.
They don't depend on you.
Not even that they don't depend on us. Our votes are over here.
Correct. So, if they get in power, it's not because of you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So, you turning from here to there to people who don't need you, who don't count on you, what incentive is it for them to look out for you?
Well, I'll say this. I don't know, but
if you're going to vote.
Hold on. You trying to ask me, like let's say you got your house over there.
Yeah.
You and your buddies. Whatever I do over here don't got nothing to do with y'all.
Correct.
Okay. I'm over here with my buddies. We supposed to be, I'm putting all of my time over here. When I look over there, now I could come over to your house and kind of negotiate what can we do together
right.
at that point. But then you have to accept the negotiation. Over here, there's no negotiations, only failure.
Right. And I'm saying, if I'm on the other side, I have no incentive to negotiate with you.
Right, but like
I don't need you.
Let's say we go and we say, okay, we can work together. We can negotiate. We can start a negotion, and it don't have to be as deep as.
But why am I going to start a negotiation?
I don't know because.
Well, that's what I'm saying
is now you're trying to make it. I'm just saying that when it comes to you being over there and me being over here, I'm in this house. I'm only worried about the house I'm in.
And listen,
I'm only worried about where my sweat equity
correct.
Has been.
I understand what you're saying.
So if I have to come over to your house, then I have to negotiate some type of point of reason with you. But if I don't never come over there and do that reasoning, you don't have
right, but,
you don't have no way or no reason right,
but,
to even deal with.
And but we know in negotiations, you have to have some kind of leverage in right. negotiation, or else you're going to be on the short end of any negotiation.
Sometimes,
and if you don't depend on me for anything,
sometimes the art
I have
of war,
no leverage.
Sometimes in the art of war, my enemy's enemy is my friend.
Okay, so
if we both don't like somebody, we get together, we get it on, we can get it cracking. We got leverage.
Yeah, but again, like I don't think you have any leverage if you can't do anything for them.
But I think that you do have leverage if y'all have a commonality.
What's the commonality? You don't like the Democrats?
Of course. And sometimes some people team up against you because they don't like you.
Oh, no, I get that point.
So like I said, that's a commonality.
Your needs ain't being served over here in the first place. That's why you were on the Democratic side anyway, because you thought the Democrats were serving your needs.
Well, what I'm saying is we got lured over to the Democratic Party. We had a lot of our gains in the Republican Party.
Correct. But
we had a lot of our greatest gains in the Republican
Party. And this is why I tell people I don't like either side.
Right. But all I'm saying is here go Charles Barkley.
Because the Republicans ain't never been looking out for you. Right. Democrats were supposed to be.
Okay, so who are you more mad at? Where you spent your money or where you didn't spend your money?
I didn't spend my money there because they weren't going to look out for me.
No. All right. Well, let's run the break.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't spend it.
I appreciate you for coming through with the Pop Culture Report.
Always. Go Marquette Friday, 6 p.m.
Hey,
NC State.
When we come back, we'll have more discussion. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.